Well, we had gotten a tip earlier this year that that the arrest of Shane Bauer and Josh Vital and Sarah Short may have involved a rogue officer of the Revolutionary Guards, someone involved in criminal activity. We sent two reporters into Kurdistan Province over a period of months. They made multiple reporting trips, and over the course of that time, they located two eyewitnesses to the arrest of the three Americans last July 31st. And these were local Iraqi villagers who live in a small town, Zala, on the Iraqi side of the border, who, out of curiosity, followed the three hikers. It was just curiosity about these Americans, followed them and witnessed their arrest. And this is what they saw. They saw officers in the uniforms of the Najah gesture menacingly and threateningly at the three hikers who were on the Iraq side of the border. And when the hikers didn't come toward them as ordered, they fired a shot into the air. And when the hikers still hesitated and remained where they were, these officers crossed over into Iraqi territory and apprehended the three Americans inside of Iraq. Well, we were working with two reporters inside Iran, one of them a Kurdish speaker. We had multiple reporting trips into Kurdistan province. Everyone that our reporters sought to speak with were very afraid of retaliation. The intelligence arm of the Revolutionary Guards there are known to be a rogue force. Everyone feared retaliation. It was very brave that several eyewitnesses spoke to us, two witnesses to the arrest, and two officials who spoke to us about the connection between this arrest and a rogue officer of the SEPA Intelligence Division, Lieutenant Colonel Hewa Taab. After the three Americans were arrested, they were sped to Mariwan, where they were placed in the custody, as our sources tell us, a former Revolutionary Guard officer and a local official from Sanandaj, that they were placed in the custody of Lieutenant Taab, who just weeks later, was himself put under arrest by the Iranian government for his involvement in murder and smuggling and other aspects of a vast criminal enterprise. So it was very brave for these officials and these witnesses to speak out. We were not able to publish their names, but they did speak repeatedly to our reporters. Well, he doesn't seem to have been the very first player. The eyewitnesses recount that the officers at the border who took the three Americans into custody, as we said, inside of Iraq, were wearing the uniforms of Najah officers. But then the three Americans were sped at high speed to Lieutenant Colonel Hewa Taab's headquarters in Marivan. So they were then in his custody. He was presumably the one who had them then remanded to Tehran for their incarceration almost 11 months now.